Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello and welcome. In this transmission, I'm happy to share with you the second part that is brought to us by the amazing Syrian Starrace about the evolution of consciousness, more specifically for psychic advancement. The Lion Gates portal is coming up and the increase in energy can really be felt. Can you feel it? Just let me know. I love receiving your comments, your feedbacks. If you like this video, it gives me even more energy to be able to share it back with you. So let me know. Do you feel at the moment a lot going on emotionally, psychically, mentally, and also do you observe that in the collective? Pretty strong, isn't it? Amazing time ahead. I'm very excited to share this transmission with you because it will help you understand how you can connect to the bandwidth of the earth that's of crystalline frequency. Please watch the first transmission because it will give you many keys how to understand, to bring more focus within the mind with one point of focus, such as ekagrata that the yogis speaks about in ancient philosophy. That is absolutely extremely important. Bring concentration, reclaim the purity, the crystalline state of your mental system, which is to be an empty box. Also keep on shifting densities from the body through movement, sweat, dance, go to the gym, run, shake, do all the things that needs to happen so you can be vibrating at the highest level available to you at each and every moment and be fully soul aligned. When you are there, you know that your soul is inhabiting your body fully. And you command that, you call that in. And therefore, you have greater access to the information that is present within your own physical body, because all the information is present within your DNA, but also to the information that is present and radiating from your different systems, so you can have a better understanding of what is happening for you at each and every moment. So, for example, you can connect more easily to your chakra system, to your energetic field, all the way to your light body. So being able to become a more powerful psychic, to have greater levels of consciousness, is always starting with the self. Many people, many of my students ask to be able to connect with alternate life forms, star races, ascended masters, earth elemental, and so on. And yes, of course, this is very exciting, and very often that's where our heart desires takes us. But I always remind people, start with yourself first. You must be able to draw your awareness within your own systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, to understand who you are. Get to know yourself. And that is a lifelong journey, my friend. So don't think you've finished now, or don't think that, oh, you know, it's just, I'm never going to get to know myself. Why would I start if I cannot finish this project? We are infinite multidimensional souls, guys. So how can we possibly think that we will know everything about ourselves, or we will know everything about anything at all? No. We learn to grow in power, to grow in consciousness, to grow in sovereignty. The more we are anchored within our own pillar of light, or column of ascension if you prefer, the easier it is to know that the information we receive from ourselves is indeed coming from ourselves, because we can start perceiving the difference between high frequency information and low frequency information. We live in a world that has a very wide bandwidth in terms of frequencies. So we have very advanced masters walking the earth now, but we also have not so advanced masters walking the earth. Yes, like the not very nice people, we would say. Yes, and that's very, very broad. we go from like really shitty, dense, heavy 3D programs of the metric system and people, you know, behaving in that matrix. And then we have the opposite of people really anchoring golden age of miracle, the new earth, and that are literally reclaiming their sovereign angelic divine frequencies. So it's very wide. And all of us, we are subjected to information that comes from one end or the other end. And more people, as we go through the Great Awakening, will struggle to be able to find where to receive information, how to receive information, what to believe, what not to believe, how to trust the self, the voice in the self, and so on. That is part of the awakening process. And the awakening process doesn't stop. It's not because we have one awakening process, like aha moment, or like, oh my God, you know, I can see the truth, I know about this, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just starting, yes? Because the evolution of consciousness, it's accelerating right now, and you're going to see more and more of you having deeper awakening moments as you continue on this journey, awakening moments that must be coupled with doing the inner work. So we have more power, more sovereignty. Otherwise, awakening just brings so much density, so much clarity about the things that are not very pretty in the world, that it can be very distorted and bring a lot of imbalances in us. And it can bring anxiety and stress and all sorts of things that are simply coming because we have our eyes open for the first time and the veils of illusions are being ripped apart in front of ourselves. So this is why understanding the evolution of consciousness is crucial. This is why understanding how to be a sovereign being through this process is absolutely fundamental, so we can be not only super happy and joyful, but also trust. We trust ourselves. We are unshakable in front of adversities, in front of the news that we receive from our outside reality, from what I call the macrocosm and so on. This is why I do what I do. This is my service. I am here to do that, you know, to lead the way of the golden age of miracles by teaching people how to embody their multidimensional sovereignty, how to become powerful, conscious being. This is what I do, and this is what I share with you in this transmission. Also, we will go in depth with that by channeling Syrian teachings during my two-part event coming up for the Lion's Gate. The first part will happen on the 31st of July and the second part on the 7th of August. These two parts are each 4 hours and they go together. They are complementary. This is the whole codex of this year's Lion's Gate portal. We will bring all this knowledge through channeled messages, sharing many codes and wisdom about the evolution of humans at the moment. What is happening to humans? How are you evolving yourself? How are your children evolving? How can we harness the energies happening right now so we can make the most of it and really step forward into reclaiming more of our essence and therefore manifest like the amazing multidimensional beings that we are, manifest our best life no matter how intense and chaotic things become in the world as the polarization is going to increase. So join me and my high council, especially the Syrians and Acturians, during these two-part events. If you are in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast, you can attend live because the first one will happen in Melbourne, second one on the Gold Coast. But of course, both will also be shared online. So during this transmission, we will talk through channeling, trance channeling, journeys in the quantum, and all the rest about everything that relates to the evolution of consciousness. So coming back to the subject of today's transmission, I would love to invite you to meditate and to be in a state where you feel that you are really soul aligned. If you need help with that, remember that I have a free meditation that you can get on my website. I will put the link in the description here. So you can simply get it, you meditate with that, and you know, you're fully soul aligned. It's a super, super lovely meditation that I trust you will enjoy, as so many people have shared with me, that it is really, really a beautiful, amazing, potent, and easy way to feel fully soul aligned. Once you are there in your meditation and you want to know that you activate your connection to the highest level of information available to you now, available on the planet now, here is what you're going to do. You're going to remember, and so here I'm going to describe, if you are on video, you will be able to see my amazing drawing that I'm presenting you now, but I will also describe it. So if you listen to this episode on my podcast, you will understand easily. I have drawn us like a little stick person, and around us we have this beautiful light body. And from the crown of the head, and actually that runs vertically, we have the beautiful pillar of light, a column of ascension, connecting us to the vertical axis below, to the earth, and to the vertical axis above, which is our own oversoul network and source frequency. When we do the soul alignment technique, we are fully present in our own energy. Here is what's happening. All around the planet, we have this very thick layer, which is the motherboard, if you like, the database of all the thoughts and actions and emotions emitted by humanity from the birth of creation all the way to this day. So there is a very thick layer all around the planet. And this layer is full of density, as you can imagine. Not many pretty things happen on the planet. Some did, of course, but everything is present in this very thick layer that you can see. So it's like all around the planet, you can imagine that it's like a fog, if you want, or a web. I see it as a web. And what happens is that because of the principle of quantum resonance, which is literally the law of attraction, like we attract what is a vibrational match to us, because this band there is, it's quite a large bandwidth, right? And most of humanity vibrates at a level that match that bandwidth. It means that the information that keeps on coming and that keeps on being shared is of low frequency. That's low 3D matrix programs that we keep receiving and that we keep on repeating, basically. And so, let me tune in. They say that 90% of the information, so 90% of the population, is actually connected to that. And there is more and more people that can access the higher level of information. I don't know if you hear noise in the background here, but it is my dog chasing my cat. And they're a little bit noisy. My apologies about that. Joey, behave. Leave me alone, Joey. Come. Oh, pets, we do love them, but they can be really mischievous. So, honestly, like even with the work that I do every day, every couple of days, I have to protect myself again, clear my field, really connect, making sure that the information that I get doesn't come from that bandwidth of density, like that motherboard of 3D matrix system, because otherwise I instantly feel it. And I feel it because I have come to having such a deep understanding of this process, such refinement in terms of purity around the information that comes, that straight away, if there is something in my macrocosm that starts communicating density, it's like, ooh, okay, so I'm just observing that. It's like I need to really change my channel here to be able to tap into the higher level of information, which is beyond that. So if you see the drawing, is like there's this very thick layer around the planet, which is like all of us, we are connected to that because our column of ascension goes through it. So our column of ascension goes through it. So we, like, none of us, not even advanced masters and so on, are immune to receiving information from that. So this is why I don't say I'm an advanced master at all, but I'm getting better at not staying stuck, meaning only receiving information from there. But I know very well that, yes, my own connection goes through that layer of information. So yes, at times I do receive information and I do connect to the lower realms of the planet, simply that it comes into my macrocosm. And it's like are you going to come with us? Are you going to buy into it? Does it have a vibrational match to you? Like, do you mean, are you afraid? Are you scared? Do you have envy? Are you dissatisfied? You know, are you disappointed? Do you have regrets? Do you have shame? Do you have guilt still in yourself? And because we are processing a lot, like some will be activated because we have received this information from the macrocosms, like, oh my God, like, oh, it is so dangerous. It's going to be the recession and we had COVID and this disease and my poor self and my lack of abundance, my lack of freedom and look at all of these poor people. And then typical like that, of course, you know, it touches some things that is of lower frequency inside of us because we are all doing the work on increasing our vibration. And then this is how we get stuck into that bandwidth. So what we have to do here is to say, I continue connecting. My column of ascension doesn't stop into that band of information. It actually goes further higher and it also goes through the higher realm matrix bandwidth because there are multitude of matrix system. Matrix system, it's an organization of information. It's a structure of information. So here we have the 3D matrix system, which is very dense, but then on top of that, this is why I put little stars on top of that, we have more of a crystalline matrix, which is 5D matrix, and it is fully present because it is in quantum resonance with the heart of Gaia. Gaia is there. Gaia is working on shifting her realm, which is us, because we are here. We are all earthlings, human beings. Gaia is working on shifting her realm. So most of us would be connected to that bandwidth of 5D frequency that is around the planet. This is where we want to receive our information from. This is where I consciously choose to connect every single day because it means that during my day, it is much easier for me to see all the infinite possibilities that are there for me to share my mission, provide service to the people, change my message, be more connected to the people I want to serve, be more connected to my children, be a better mother, you know, like be a better friend, be a better sister, a better, you know, a better person. All the information is present there. Also, this information is giving me direct connection to what it is that I'm here to be bringing on this planet as part of my purpose, as part of my mission of anchoring the golden age, which I'm doing that through the spiritual ministry of the golden age that I have founded and now created. And so this information is extremely potent. And all of us, we have access to that. If we want it, if we connect to it, then we can be connected to it. So there are many different architectural challenges that can come around that, that can come because there is a lot of us that are plagued and that have inside of us such strong running, not good enough syndrome, for example, or like too much syndrome, or like guilt, shame, regrets, all of these things, that it is very challenging for us to stay connected to that bandwidth. Because when we are there, the information is so pure and crystalline that our human is like, oh my God, like not possible, not possible, not for me, I'm not ready, I'm not like that, I'm not like that master, that person, that enlightened being, that awoken a man or woman that I perceive, you know, is better than me because I still suffer from, you know, pain and wounds and traumas. And that is okay. I want you to remember that. You do not need to be perfect to start with, but you do not need to be completely healed to be able to access that information. No, because healing is a lifelong journey. There will always be something more coming. Yes? So we keep on going. We don't stop because the more we can practice what I actually teach, which is residing at the center point of our fractal, being the witness of our emotion, of our thoughts, of our experience, being the angelic presence of our humans, residing at the center point always. Then when we reside at the center point, which is our heart center, we are connected to this bandwidth of information that is beyond our consciousness, beyond our human consciousness. It is all related to the accelerated evolution of the human race, of the embodiment of the code of the golden age. All of us, we have access to that. And now we are called to receive information from that and not receive information from the dark bandwidth around the planet. That is low vibe, that is, keeps on perpetuating cycles of fears, cycles of guilt, cycles of traumas on the planet. So I hope that this information was valuable to you. Remember to practice everything that I shared into the first video so you can be fully aligned in presence, really empty the mind and move to shift the frequency of your human. You can practice the meditation that I'm offering for free on my website, which we will put the link below here. And then as you meditate, ask and request, see your pillar of light, piercing through a dark layer and continue going up until you perceive that you are fully connected to that bandwidth of 5D frequency information. From there, you will already observe many shifts happening in your life because you can literally start channeling messages that are of crystalline purity. So they would say, like, actually, none of the data of the 3D matrix matter. You know, like none of them, literally, none of them must need to apply to you. Because when you vibrate as a vibrational match to that crystalline frequency, 5D frequency that is there, it means that you have opened up remembrance pathways within your cells, within your DNA, that allow you to live a miraculous life, to be a walking miracle, to command miracles, and to have the best freaking life you can have. I'm going to talk much more about it during the Lionsgate portal. The Syrians will come and we will trans-channel for you amazing messages. And we will also take you on a journey where you will be able to meet an alternate self that actually already exists, fully present, living, breathing, manifesting miracles in an alternate reality. Because we are multidimensional beings, we have access to that. This is one of my, how can I say, one of the things that I love doing that I'm pretty good at facilitating. So I hope that I can share that with you during the Lionsgate portal. Please save your seat now and I will see you there. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.